Some of the sugim mevatel klima chonayim. We have a mission that in Beis on Beis. The mission says a person should not put shemen on Shabbos. Tax in there. Example kli tax in there. From kabbalah shemen that drops out from the shemen. One reason the Gemara brings down from Yosef because sugim mevatel klima chonayim. What is it? It's a mevatel klima chonayim. So brought down by the Afreinim from the Rishonim. Quoted from Halakim. Either way, Rashi says that in Beis it's dummy to malacha because it's really mocking. That's what the Bialach brings down from Rashi. The second, which could be the pshat of the first malach, which had the sugya of Baino. That's the tat says by the sugya of Zalaf and Shilam Rechaz. Why? Because also matat will live as nichol negeda of binyan, connecting one place to another. A third reason, when they have the Shavua Paskins, come from Rashi and the Rambam, Rashi later on in the Masechta, which had the sugya of Saiser. Now Saiser, if you read the Mishavua slowly, seems to have two different points in Saiser. Either Saiser is coming to ask the total, I mean, before you can move it, now you cannot move it. Well, second reason is it took away its use. That means you had begotten, you put inside the Amas Amayim, now it's stopping wet. You cannot wear it anymore on Shabbos. And the theory is it took away its use from being used on Shabbos. Both of them are being stated ishtamshus, either mitzad moving it or mitzad its use. And a fourth malach, how Rashi has done Gimel, how the Taz by us and Great Samach taping down, because they're making it muksof. Now, there's a question among the Achoinim, is that a separate reason? Well, I'm also trying to understand, it's really the same reason it makes the muksa, therefore the nichol together of binyan or stiro. Those are again the four reasons out there among the Achorinim. The Mechaber brings down a loch l'maisa in the Reis HaMachai in Sef Gimel. The person cannot put a kli underneath the ner that Shemen drops out. However, b'oid yoyim in the maisa's mutter. The loch later on in Sif Dalet discussing the loch of putting a mayim in the kli to mekabel in the tzaitzitz. The sugya of Grav Kivoy brings down Aloch is, let's say, dip for the kli there. Should a person remove the kli, not to move out the kli? He says, the chachila, eichnami, once you put it there, still you should remove it. We like that way in Rashi in the Mishnah. Now, come along the Mishnah, and the Magavam says, this aloch move out the kli is after when you cannot move it, when the carrying mukhs on top of it. But let's say in this kli has a heter. Let's say, for example, in your plate you have a fork, and you have these shells you're putting inside of it. Since right now you have a fork that's more choshev than the iser, therefore, we're not nichol negeda mevatel kli, because right now you can't be metalpel it. You can metalpel it from chomer and kedoma. The kolam negates to your bosses. Therefore, none have the chumrah of being mevatel kli over here. Another etz says that the person wants to put a kli over there to mekabel the shemen that's being metalpel from the ner. What's the option? He says, building from maril, that a person could put the kli underneath the table before Shabbos. Come on Shabbos after the meal, remove the table. Then what will happen, the shem will drip inside the kli. Explains two reasons why it's mutter, either because you're not about to be dying to put the kli there before Shabbos, or you nichol negeda ve'ein miskaven, therefore a person can be makel. Now the gate of mevatel kli, come on the place to make kli, discussing when you're putting inside muksa machmas gufay, which is either shemen, muksa machmas iser, or evan. What about kli shem lach l'iser that you want to put on top of it, something that is also a rak? Do you say since it already is mukso, it's usur, unless it's a kumi, but otherwise you cannot move a mecham l'tzel, therefore there's no sugya of vatakli putting something on top of it or not? Says the Mishnah Berurah coming from the Prima Gadim, even though it's a shame mukso, again, meduik in the Bialocha, that they had the locha mukso when it's kli shemach l'tzel, even though it's a shame mukso, but still is mutter, so a kumi mekomi. Therefore you put something on top of the shem and ukadaymoi, you ask it even more, it's also nichol geder or the chum of vatakli mechonai.
The other way.
That Mishnah is not discussed, that's Mavuch among the Achoinim. Mishnah is not discussed that way. Now, this idea of Mavatel Kli, there are very clearly the three different Zman to Mavatel Kli. You can either Mavatel, something goes on top of it and you shake it off Miyad. Something that Mavatel Lisho means you cannot shake it off Miyad. Something that's Kol Ayoyim. Three different Zmanim. So speak to our first two of them over here by the Mishnah Berurah, or one in the Reis Tamar Chov. Over here, Mishmur and Mogavam down, what is the heter? Can a person put a kli underneath a nashal shaiva and the wax drips inside? I'm going to point out, of course, that wax did not really stick to the plate. Each load of the metzias, otherwise it sticks, you can't really shake it out. Maisis comes along to Mishmur and says, since you can shake it out miyad, come the sugil that the loch is, you're allowed to put a kli in front of your tarnagol to go step upon it on Shabbos. I'd mavad the kli, says Taisis, you know why? You can shake it off and go off miyad. What's miyad? Not nichol negeda mevatel kli, and therefore the maisa is mutter. Not similar to the case of a shemen, because shemen, you have a plate underneath it and you capture it, you don't want to spill out, you want to save the shemen. Therefore, not nichol negeda miyad. So, first, you see, number one, the klal's miyad is mutter. There's no geder, a bittul kli, when it's miyad, you can shake it out right away. However, when the case is not miyad, l'shol, we see the mice, it's ulcer, by the case of shemen. Now, Kamal Gemara Bumblevin, he says, this inyan of discussing me with Haltlet or being minaret, he has bayam tell the sugya of bosses. So over here, somehow he paskins, halacha is no boss on Shabbos, we'll get back to the Balamor Shitor, that he is no boss on Shabbos. Now, come along the Magabam, which we'll bring down. Let's say you have a case of a Chomim, you have these coals inside over here that fall inside this Kli. Halacha is that even though you want to minaret, the Mice says this cannot be minaret miyad, cause the fire. Also, come along the Locha from Taisis, also be also, unless again we'll get the Locha, that if it has to move, a person can be makel. So come to number one, the Yisoid over here, Miyad is water. By case of Lashos, Osir, except by Hefse Muba. We'll get to later on, again, Reis HaMavav, L'kol HaYoyim, L'choy Kismog HaVam, versus Mishnah Berurah, what's the law, can we make of Hefse Muba or not? Now says the Mechaber, when you have the Shemen that's being metaftaif, that's dripping inside this seal here, you cannot have enough of it. What's the reason behind it? So, first he says that if you put the clean underneath to capture it, and nothing fell inside, number one, it's not also yet. You can take the clean away. Why the clown negate to muksa wouldn't get to yet, but it's mona la mulsi. It's not making muksa. But let's say you put the clean there and shemen fell in the oiz yoim, even though you moved the shem before Shabbos, since it already fell inside, now it's miyuchud for iser, and therefore nich negate of klishim lakul iser, and therefore the shem muksa over here. Now once it falls inside, the loch is you cannot take from it. Not take from it. Now says the Mishabrua, the loch is whether you had shemen that was before inside the bowl. You had a lot of shemen. And now some more shemen fell inside on Shabbos. I.e. it's being mixed, and you have wave of heter versus mean of iser. Says the mishmur the cloud dovishish lamatim afilu be'ev le'bottle. As the nafka mina will be, we discussed by a air conditioner that even though you put water with a bottle inside before Shabbos, even on Shabbos, and then a little bit of water falls inside, the loch should be a bottle inside the wave of heter. K'mashmul from this mishmur no, because afilu be'ev le'bottle when it's mina.
Can you put anything else
useful
inside there?
If it belongs there, then yes. If it's you can put something else, you can call the bosses. If it's more fashion, no problem. If it belongs there. If it's more chashiv and it belongs there, no problem, that's call the bosses.
So
now I'm trying to buy the air conditioning about no. Oh, no. Well, the main masgan is not necessarily the may water at water you have. That's been shalom.
Is that water came from the
then there's still be a problem. We call it there. It's even called a time, yes. Now there's a lock when it falls inside on Shabbos. The Shema falls inside is Muxer because it was inside the Kli before Shabbos. We just serve in Hashmoshes. Not only that, even the Kli is also Osir. It's not the same Sugya. We just got sorry for Hashmoshes. Come on, the mother must say the locker is, let's say we have a menorah that's hanging, you want to touch it. The locker is, they should not touch it. Why? Because they might move back and forth, viata, and do an act of kivoy or avoyo. Probably you might move it. And what's the bayah of moving it? Again, either the sugya of kivoy or avoyo. The question is, if you look at the sugya of touching muksi, you'll touch muksi, we pass in the vadi, yeah? Except the machlokes of paiskim, what decide why now touch an egg? An egg you're not allowed to touch. But look at Truma Sedeshin versus the Magen Mishnah. Truma Sedeshin says the reason why you cannot touch an egg, because over there, the Tzarek Tova Oster is Isser, the Tzarek Tova Heter is Mutter. According to him, it's very good why he allowed to touch Menorah, because here the Tzarek Tova Heter, there it's Mutter. According to the Magen Mishnah, it says the reason why you cannot touch an egg is because if you touch it, it might roll, and therefore the Nekiah for Mux is Mutter, except when it might come to roll something, who over here also, how do we allow to touch the Menorah over here? It's not there, they might move over here. Oh, you mean to move over here? The Echonam and Mokavam ends off, and Mishmur brings down why we're discussing a case. Now we're touching the Menorah. Is there something at top of the Menorah? You want to move the Menorah, and therefore the case tilt to Menatzad, the Maisa person can be Mekel. Therefore ends off the Mishnah Berurah. But let's say you want to touch a Mamash B'Yadayim. We have a Chumash, just like you cannot touch an egg, Mitzad Asuga lead to Tiltal. You also cannot touch a Menorah, a lamp, that'll lead to the case of Tiltal. Agami does point down the Be'alokal, that over here, if you look at the Makar and the Arzurah itself, sounds like even touching me dying is nichel together of tiltal matzah, the person can't be mekel. Maisa Mishmur does not go that way, and it comes along, that means the way the Mishmur baskins, muksi la touch, except really when it leads to moving it, which really two cases, either egg or case of a menorah, a lamp. Now this halacha again of being a tia, shaking it, is an isur either mitzad kivoy, meaning either go closer, further away the shemen, or closer, or mitzad stukim avaro. Come on, the place can say this isur is dafka by shemen, and not by a case of wax. Wax, we do not seem to worry about the end of shaking it over tia. He does bring down the halacha that the arzua is machma b'nel shal shayvel. And bring down also, we already learned the sugin reish ein hei that the grain is chayshish b'nel shal shayvel shemiyato. The law is that a person cannot read by a sefer next to Shem and Hudim by the case of a wax. Mishavu himself is a machmer over there. We want to time Mishavu Yesh Lachalik. Over there, where Choshi might be kavona, come to the wax and tilt a little bit to read better. Be kavona, that might be an Isser Shem Yaakov. Mashenkin over here is Beli kavona. Therefore, for that reason, we make it by the case of Shal Shaiva, not like the Ozuro. That's Reis Namachay. Siv Gimel. Siv Dalid. Again, we're only focusing on bit of Klimachona, is really the first line of the Mechaber. Come to the Mechaber based upon the Gemara, Dafim Gimel. The Gemara says that a person can put a Kli underneath the Kabbalah in the Tzaitzis. In fact, the Gemara, I am the Meister of the Vata Kli Mechona. The Gemara says the reason why it's different over here, because they have no Mamish, there's not something no tangible over here, and there was nothing to get the Vata Kli Mechona. Now, this halacha, first of all, you can't put a Kli there even on Shabbos, the Gemara speaks of very clearly. And over here, these are the Tzaitzis. The reason why putting it there, that it might have a spark and light the table. You want to say the table, nothing should happen over here. Now these Nitzaitis go out right away. The mice you left with the ashes over here. The ashes itself and the mice you can't touch or pick up, you're dying. That's what you can't do over here. That's the case of Neulad. You can't move it. Now no one discusses the Mitzalasugya of bus over here, but it sounds like a person of the same cloth bus, a person can flip over, the ashes does not mind to fall to the table. That means over here, the place is not mamoshes. The ashes are left over, you don't mind flipping it over, and therefore, miyad the mice and smoter. What? Shabbos, on Shabbos. Either the Balamar or Dasta. See where any sfar you want to go with. Based on Gov's test, the local of an animal that walks into a chotzer and has kelim on top of the animal. Now, there are two cases that you can have kelim on top of him, this animal. Either case of the kelim that are in the Tolim B'Shabbos. You have a case of the kelim, they're not in the Tolim B'Shabbos. Come on, the Mechaber says, first you get the chutz over here, what's the halacha? You have to take all the kelim and tell them be a daim. The ones you cannot take be a daim, each time you undo the rope, the left falls to the floor. That's aleph. Now, this is a side question coming over the Mishnah Berurah. The meaning of the Magarbam, a question inside the Sugya of Esau. Maisi came from Shus Rabbim, he went to Shus Yochid, before the animal did an akira and an ocho. They did a shvisa behemsoi. How in the world do you get an animal go from Shus Rabbim to Shus Yochid, and then take the packages off inside the Sugya of Esau? So the Mishmur brings down three different malachim out to answer the sugya of itself. Either brings down mitzad the Mogavom, he wants to tell you that the fact that the animal came into Yushus will not be machmer. And he says, Ayin Pimurim, that explains when a person stops to rest, that's nichol in the case of anocho, an akira of anocho. When an animal comes to rest to take off his packaging, that's not nichol to get of anocho. Get about why by animal is different. That's the first malach he says in the Doichik. Second malach he says very simple, either in a case where he did an akira, the animal is still walking in the chaser, you take it off while he's walking. The animal never did an ocho. Well, other way around, he said, when the animal is coming from Moshe's Rabbim, while he's moving, you put it on top of him, you pick it up, put it down, and then he comes into the chaser, and therefore there's no akira. So basically, meaning the case there is no akira or there's no anocho, and therefore he left with a drop on him. Then he ends up with a very important klal again, Shvis Behemtoi. The klal is anything by Yisrael, by a person, the din Rabbonon, by Chamor, is Mutal Chachilo. There's no din Shvis Behemtoi of things that are drop on by a person. That's the cloud. He also says the loch, even though we get to the Mishnah Lam Gimel Bez Hashem, the loch is you cannot be mafan with something more than Tesvov saw. And get the Sugat Tabalachim, the nicer person can be Mekel. Now, on the loch again, we said, if it's a clean nittle, go take it be a dime. If it's a clean not nittle, what's the loch? Undo the rope, it'll fall to the floor. Come to the Muhammad says, well, let's say it's going to fall to the floor and break. Then what should a person go do? So he says, if it's clear, it's not clean nittle, for example, he says, it's do our cause is done. A blooding object, and therefore it's very moist. But what you go do, you put underneath it, korm vikasas, put it up underneath it, fill some blankets, and you mevatel kli. The first explains why the kind of the umni, why this blooding object is mice mukso, it's moist. Are we passing that mukso makmas meat is not mukso? Speaks out of the Mishnah Berurah, the Magarbam, it's only something that is mios, but except it's possible that it has a use somewhere. It can be used as a bowel cap. But this has use nowhere? That's Muksa Machmas Bias Ligamri, Loshan Achrainim. That'll make the nickel together of a Evan, like a rock, and therefore it's Kain, the Locha Muksa Machmas Gufoy. So again, the Locha is what you go do. You undo the rope and it falls on top of your packages. This is a mechaba. Third thing over here, dafka l'alacha when they're small packages. And therefore you take the pillows and blankets and shake it off slowly, or the pillows and blankets, and mevatel l'shor. But let's say they're very heavy packages over here, it falls on top of the pillows and blankets, and you cannot shake it off in that case. The halacha is, what you go do, you should not drop it on top of the pillows and blankets. Ela parkin benachas, lower it down slowly. Sounds like they didn't or told them that, but not leave it on the animal. Why? Avadi has to take it off. What to go do? It depends. Again, if it's small packages, konvikasis. If it's heavy packages, you should do it only benachas. So first, again, one question is mitzvah suga of bosses. What's the head to shake it off from the pillows and blankets? You have suga mitzvah bosses over here. So here come along the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, why there is no boss on Shabbos? This is a makor with the Mishnah Berurah Paskin, like the Baal Mar Seret, there is no boss on Shabbos. That's the first malach, the Mogar Vom. Mogar Vom has the second malach, why you plant Shavuot on Shabbos. The Shavuot down only the first malach.
The first one is right?
What?
The first one.
Both of them Baal Mar. Both. He said two Terutzim. Mogar Vom brings down two things to the Baal Mar. Come along the Mishnah Berurah and says, this halacha that we're saying we do Korban Mekasas is only by the Suga Hefsim Rubo. Read the Gemara very clearly, discuss it, but let's say it's glass. They will plan to make windows out of it, and then we plan to melt it down and cut into small pieces. Let's say the little shard will break off and you end up losing out of it. Then, even in the case of a Hefsim, Mu'it, by the case of Bittul Ashur, the mice will still be Machmer. Then we come along that Miyad by Bittul Kli Mechona is Mutter, because not Bittul Kli. The Sha'ah is Mutter only when Hefsim Rubo, otherwise it's Osir. They're doing the Tzarek Dovah Isser. So they feel obviously Bittul Kli Mechonei will win out. Mogar Vom speaks out, and this will be more, will make them. Not Tzarek Dovah Mutzah, Tzarek Dovah Isser. Tzarek Dovah Isser is in this life break. Why are you doing it this way, Benachas? Tzarek Kalim. Tzarek Kalim. Now, what about Kol Yoyim? What's the law in that case? So speaks out the Mogar Vom, but he said the etim is that to Kol Yoyim. By Sugi you have to move on. For example, to show him Ruan, Rashi, Ritva, and others about it. Maisi says, the Shulchan Aruch says not the way it says, we park benachas, then echnami. If you can do a benachas, that overrides koloyoyim. Otherwise, if you cannot do an echnami, yish lochel, even koloyoyim. Kamlu Mishabura and the Bialochel, and he says the Rai that the Mangavam is coming from is very sure. Betsy wants to answer that when the Shulchan was saying that a person can put pillows and blankets underneath koloyoyim, it's not mitzvah the Sugi of Hefsim Rubo can make on Mavat Kli Mechonei. Again, it's on the Suga Tzav Bal Chaim, it can be make on the Suga of Mavat Kli Mechonei. And therefore, the Maisa Shavua said to be Choshish in the argue this point and say that a person has to be Machmer, not Mavat Kli Mechonei, Kli Mechonei.
That's having something or just sounding about the whole concept, just Tzav Bal Chaim, Tzav Bal Chaim.
No, we know for sure Tzav Bal Chaim beats Mavat Kli Mechonei, Kli Mechonei. That's clear. That's a lot of Simon Shinhei will get to Suga Tzav Amasamayim. Amasamayim, we see number one, Tzav Bal Chaim, we put the pillows of legs there, it's going to be all day Mavatl. Tzav Bal Chaim beats Bidukli Mechonei. That's clear. That's clear. That's everyone agrees to. The question is, why are you putting the pillows and blankets by the kind you're only down for? That we're saying that Kol Yom, that some Rishonim want to be Mekel. Is that a het in Bittul Kli Mechonei that has to move off? Or is it a het in Tzav Bal Chaim? The Mogar Vom said that a het in Hefsim Rubo overrides Bittul Kli Mechonei. From the Mishnah says, no, that's not the Raya. If it's Hefsim Rubo, that's what we'll left on the animal. Let me be Bitzar. So much that Tzav Bal Chaim is overriding the Sugyo of Bittul Kli Mechonei. And they would say, you have no Raya that when you do not have Tzav Bal Chaim, you make away Hefsim Rubo. Also, the next halacha goes on further and speaks up the Rambam Shita. It sounds that way also. The halacha is when you have a case of Tzav Bal Chaim and they have some Rubel, the Maisa person can be Mekel and put it on top of a Kli over here and a Vata Kli Mechonoi. Maisa goes on further, Mishmun and Zoch. However, I said before in the Ramban the Rajba, not the way the halacha is, a person cannot Vata Kli Mechonoi, but Mitzalasugi have some Rubel. Now, it does say when you are a parking Menachas, make sure not to lean upon the animal, as not to Mishdamash the Bal Chai, a separate Sugyo. Rishayin Zayin is not really Mavat Kli, but the Sugya of Enkli Nittel, which is Milva Sugya Mavat Kli Mechonoi. We have Machlikis in the Gemara, Machlikis of Chizda, and of Yitzchak, can a person take a Kli that's Nittel for something that's not Dova Nittel? Maisa Yitzchak says he's not allowed to, we pass like a Chizda, a person is allowed to. Therefore, for this reason, says the Machab, a person can cover a Ner that you're afraid might hit the beam. Why? Because even though the beam is not Dova Nittel, and the Ner is not Dova Nittel, well, Maisa, we do not pass like a Yitzchak, Lachan, you can take one to another. That's very clear, we pass him. Now the Mishmur calls what's the Dover, the Bayavi is the beam. He says, what are you doing? You're covering the Nair inside the beam, are you protecting the beam? He said, the mice is still, we can make it, we're not batkin like a Yitzchok. And the Chatan is there for the same aloha, a person covering the ner. Patashmush, why? Because we do not batkin like a Yitzchok, which seems to bother him, the ner is the problem over here. Not the sugya of Tashmush, which is Yishlodim, how in the world do you compare the two cases over here? Now the aloha is when you cover the ner, come along the achrein, the mishmur, make sure you have a little bit of ear of it underneath, otherwise no ear, no oxygen, the candle goes out. By Yom Tzad, the sugya of Kivoy. Void says Mishmur, the loch of a covering with the kli of a cheres. With the kli of matechas, the bayal get heat off, it'll turn red. You have vayam until the sugya of avara, which Bez Hashem have to get to the sugya of putting on a plech on Shabbos. Those can have vayam until the sugya of here, what happened with the chil between the case of a matechas, why the Mishmur over here seems to be being machmer. Now, the loch does end off with a side sugya of the isser v'heta sugya. You have to be very careful when the ner is a case of chelav, which is treif over here, and the zeya goes up and hits the kli, and you want to use the kli afterwards. You have the sugya called nitzuk. It connects the two areas, one to another. And therefore, it makes the kli itself treif. Therefore, if the negate to their neiris, the mamash will treif neiris. Our neiris, as far as I know, is not a problem. Not treif, but our neiris are...
They're
edel. They do? They really have? Now, come along the Bialocha, and the side point says this halacha, when you're covering the nair that for the beam, he's discussing, can you touch the beam over here? Touch the beam. So again, this is the second time we see the idea of touching muksa of the tzarek tova iser. So again, the Mishmur, again, the Shetosh, goes to two different achreinim. So the Fidat Tans and the Mogarvom will go like a Chumash Adash and they paskin the tzarek tova iser's offer. Or we'll come out lechumro. Mais mishmur pass on the goin like the Magen Mishnah. The loch is that the tzarek tova iser still is mutter. The less comes to move it. Therefore, the covering of the thing you'll not touch the beam will not be a problem in this situation. Next thing is Simon Shneis if you test, which is not on the sheet for the bechino, but that is part of the bechino. I forgot to write it down. I'm sorry. Over there again, the sugya of vatkli machonai, the animal falls inside the amasamayim. You have this water over here, and the animal falls inside. And the problem is that he's going to end up dying if you leave him inside the water. You have to take care of it in this situation. So come on, very clearly that tzar balachaim of vatkli machonai, no problem. You allow for the pillows and blankets inside. That's very clear. Even kol yom, that avad is mutter. Now it says mayim amukim that it's not deep. Avad, you cannot have vatkli machonai for no reason. Just give it food over there and feed over there and take give it to Trachm over there. And my sake cannot be vatically unless you have a tzarech al tzar balachayim. Now it says over there put pillows and blankets, which is a very interesting thing. You want to lift up an animal in the Amas HaMayim, putting pillows and blankets there. Very shver zach, the discussing the case. The first Mishmur speaks out number one, the loch is labdak to pillows and blankets. Put a crate there, put any kli over there, lam vatically machani, or mitzad the sugyo of tzar balachayim. But what he says, what's the chiddush over here? He points out, the Rambam says, he said over here, that's Aleph. First, you're allowed to do that, Aleph. Beit he says, why are you allowed to do that? We pass Tabal Chaim is the Raisa. Because most of the man, the Omer Tabal Chaim, you are born, you will not have the heter. Why Tabal Chaim the Raisa? Number three, he says, why to have passing in the Torah by the Sugya of Priko, but Rashi says in the Sugya. Now, this in he does say, is that we're saying over here, allowed to put underneath an animal of Tabal Chaim, otherwise, also, I highly have a click in Sal. Underneath an afroyach, and the mice and the animal goes on top of it. So it brings it down, there's a chiluk, because by the afroyach you can throw it off right away. Mash ink in this animal, maybe you will get off, or climb out, maybe you won't. They point out a very important story from this, maybe, this mogar rubbing down the rajpa. We see, physically, machonai kolayoyim is something that we're not even sure be kolayoyim, still a tosser. He says, since it might get out, might not get out, versus the mice is still a person has to be machmer. Perhaps we have a heter, but here even Kol Yom is saying we have a heter. Now again, the chiddush over here, the Rambam speaks out what you said to the Amas HaMayim, we mentioned in the beginning, that even though the bit of kleed over here, not mitzvah to get tiltul, but it has no use over here, still nichol to get a bit of the idea of bit of kleed, and of course he said why they took pillows and blankets in this situation, in the Gemara's case, come tell you the chiddush over here, that the bit of kleed is loved after mitzvah to get tiltul, even though it gets off. Still, the biblical kli has no use anymore. That's for the chiddush over here. Now, the loch is again very clearly what a person is supposed to go do. Vatkli machonai, put something underneath. That's how you can't do that. You can't get kelim over here. The case in the Rosh Hashanah, carmels can carry it over here, where you have no kelim to lift up the animal. Do you have a heter at tzar balachaim to pick up the animal? Be daim. Metaltu mokso. That means again, tzar balachaim naktu him vatkli machonai. We don't worry about that. The tzar balachaim nakwe o mokso. Can you take an animal, pick it up, be a dime, tzar balachayim? So come along the Mokavom, and the Taz seems to say that way, you have no heter. Tzar balachayim, you have no heter. We have a heter, tilt to be mixed on. We have other heter, but we don't have a heter, tilt to be a dime, mamish. either Maisa, we see Mavakim Machanu Yovater, Sumagabam, Menachmedam, Muslim also. Don't compare the two. Atal Shani, which moving down from El Rabba, not the way. Circle Saif. This is the Raisa, this is the Rabbanon. The Gemara said Tabal Chaim the Raisa, not the way the case of the Rabbanon. Maisa Meshavu is not Machriya, but he doesn't end up through a Goy, a Shvush, a Shvush. Still, a person can be Michael, that's even better than putting pillows and blankets over there. That's what a person should go do in that situation. In the Simon Shilches of Chazayin, now look, it doesn't pop. We'll start off first the sugya of your leftover food from a suda by meal. You have these at somebody, so the sleep is what's a locha. Come on, the Mechamed says four lochas. First, you have leftover food that's roi for an animal, the locha is not muksa. The second thing, if it's not roi for the animal, then it is muksa, be allowed to do a case of near. Even if it is muksa, but you have a case of pas, be bottle the pas, lifi, la metaltal, not only do near, la metaltal, the shulchan. The fourth thing, he says, Sark Mekhamed, you also allowed to do akbar and total also. Those are the four things. To explain all four. First, halacha. When something is roi for an animal, the maisa, the case is not muksa. Explains the mishmura whether the case of your bones, the maisa, whether an erev Shabbos or Shabbos, the meat came off it, does not make a difference. Maisa bones are roi for klavim. He does say in the Shartzi, the Maravam does say, maisa, if you worry about the man, the yomahol, the noise is muksa. You have a baya if it happens on Shabbos. Maisa, Maravam, the Shartzi, it sounds like he is choishish. Mishmura, the maisa, not choishish, we don't seem to go like this man, the yomar. A second case that discusses this purim. Now purim be'etzem is food that's roi for a person. Except Mishmur explains, it's too small, therefore the dirt is for a person to throw it out. Therefore, in both these cases, whether it's a dog food, but Maisa and people don't eat it, or a case where humans can, but they do not eat it, we have the klum, the geta, Michael Behemo. If we have animals around, the Maisa won't be muksa. The second thing, says Machaber, if let's say it's not roi for Michael Behemo, the loch is you only allowed to do near. What's not roi for Michael Behemoth? They say, for example, eggshells, in case of nutshells, or in case you have a bone that's too hard for a dog to go bite into, which I've never really seen. All these cases of the mice are benefit together, that's not roi, and therefore the lochi cannot be metalful. Now, they do say on this bone that it has a little piece of meat upon it, that's roi for a person to eat, that's not so small that people don't eat, people of the mice do eat it, also will be muksa. Why? Because the bone is like agav of the basar, ke'in, the kedev is agav, the shim inside the pot. The loch in this case is what Yemenar es the tavla. You shake it off over here. Now the loch is, it sounds like you would see it over here as you had the table and you had a board on top of it. You're taking off the board, you're shaking it off. Says the Mishmur, lav dafki the board, even you have a mafla, you have a tablecloth. You want to shake it off and have the same loch over here. Why, since you're not being matal to be dying, only doing case of near, lemaisa, it's motor.
That's
Tiltum and Sat, yes. But near, really. It's not a Tiltum and Sat. Near, no, not Tiltum and Sat. Near, not Tiltum and Sat. No. Not Tiltum and Sat. No, you can't do it. What? You can't do Tiltum and Sat. What? This case is near. Come along, the Bialachan speaks out. What about the case of Tiltum and Sat? He said, look, there are two different gestures over here in the Mishnah. Is it Misalik and Tavlo or Menarik and Tavlo? He wants to point out that the Mechaber sounds like only near his motor and not Tiltum and Sat. Others have the gears that sound like even Tiltum and Sat. So it depends upon the two truths from the Rajba Ayin Shom. Like Chetzi Bosses? We have numerous times idea of Chetzi Bosses.
Instead of your
Bosses, it really depends upon, we'll get the next thing over here. What happened to Bosses over here?
That's, we
lead one to another. It could be an intertwined, it's probably upon Zebizah. What happened to Bosses? Come on over here, the Makar Brahma. He brings down over here four Chuotsim. Four Chuotsim. First, I want to know why, because if I'm Toysis, you plan to remove it on Shabbos. Therefore, there is a Boss on Shabbos, except not when you plan to remove it. A second tarot, you want to tie it because he has a boss of Isser, Ula Heter, that is more Choshev. A third tarot, he says, a dome in the case of Shokah, can not exactly care if it falls on the floor or on the table. The fourth tarot, he brings down to the Balamar, is that there's no boss on Shabbos. Those are four different tarots from over here. Again, it could be, depends on which Malach you're going with, if you're allowed to do Tiltum and Sad or not. I mean, if it's a boss of Isser, Ula Heter, or Tiltum and Sad is Motor. If it's a case of no boss on Shabbos, according to Mr. Brewer, it's Chetzi Bos, only near his motor, not total his motor. It really depends what the story over here is. Maisa, the Meshvur, Magavam, ends up, even though the shadow when it's on and what the luck is, when it's off it, when it came on something on Shabbos, and it got off on Shabbos, whether through a guy or a kadir, everyone agrees the Maisa is not Muxa anymore. The only story you say, Mingidus Katsoy, is Mingidus Katsoy, Benesh Marshis, is Katsoy Lukuliyamai. But something they removed on Shabbos, and they came on Shabbos, Avad is not muksa on Shabbos. The third thing over here, the person has passed upon the Shulchan, and he has now also these klipas, these atzamas over here, that are not royal in Meichel Behemoth, the loch is a botul agda pas, and therefore a person is allowed to even be metaltal in this situation. Ladav kinir, even in the case of filtal, filtal matzad obviously. Now if you do look at Chilanat, Mokabem has a stewis rush, whether the word says in Pesach and versus what it says in Shuvah. Vishwur says, Efshah, a person can be makel, so in a case where a person cannot do near. That means he's choshed a little bit from the Mokabem over here. Before the Lokha, he says, that a person, let's say, needs to have Mekoymai, the Lokha is he can do Akbar and put it wherever he wants. I will have Mitzad the Sugya Batsis. He says, I just answered before, and by the second case, Mitzad the Sugya Batsis. You have to realize he had four Turuts from earlier. The second Malach bus is select does not apply. The only bus list over here. That means you left three towards him. Not clear which territory the Makavam is going with. Meister, the Mishavua seems to go with the Malach, the third Malach over here. That because, why? Because the fourth Malach, the Balamah, there's no bus on Shabbos. He pointed out, according to the Mishavua, that's a Chetzi buses. Meaning, near is Mutter, and Tiltal Meister is also. He was discussing Tiltal. I mean, according to the Mishavua, the Chor, we do not have the second Malach. We don't have the fourth Malach. I think also the first Malach we don't have. Why? Because he never brings down the Heter, you plan to remove it on Shabbos. He never brings it down any of the places. Sounds like the only thing he left with the Meshuvah, the third Malach, and I'm not clear exactly where it fell, therefore not Nichol and Gedda Bosses over here. Another way I had to move these things, come over the Meshuvah from Magarvom, from the Taz, something called Tildam and Tzad Aydei Dov Acher, take your knife and push the Klippus away when it's Zark Mekoymoy from Maishet's Mutter. Or he says another way to move this klipas out to Mois is a head of Graf Shuri. If it's Mois discussing in front of you, go pick it up your dime. And go move in that situation. Yes, Mishavua is very good to have Mekoymi. I'll answer this to you as that has.
But now,
Tamil is bringing
someone to get
it off.
But
stuff in
the last case.
Stuff
in the last case.
Zark Mekoymi. Mishavua speaks out.
Zark Mekoymi.
What?
If it's not a normal way of doing it.
Yeah, we'll get to the Besham Wednesday to find Tilton Mois out. Well, that's
the same case.
No.
And
it's Zark Mekoymi. By simple question, Michael Behemo, the case where we have either is Eitzim or Cash, as Mesakva Michael Behemo, the Lokhid Lavin Matatal over here. Now, why is it Michael Behemo? It says the Achrenim, something that's soft, and animals the mice do eat it. Now, the words are the Mesakva for it. Stubble, the mice is not Oimulakak, therefore be Mokso. Now, it's come on the Achrenim say, ours the mice are Oimulakak, but the Ikkabuk was a place of Shabbos. It depends upon the Nogah of every generation. What the meaning is, if it's Oim for Behemoths, the mice won't be Mokso. If it's Oim for Asak or Gedaimo, the mice will be a case that is Mokso. Simchot Chesed is not something that is Michael Behemoth, but it's Roy to be a Michael Behemoth. A little bit different. Chok Chesed is Michael Behemoth, Mice is not Mukso. Chok Chesed is something that's Roy to be Michael Behemoth. Come on, the Machabit says, if it's Roy, meaning the Ephis and Chayes, Mice are Motzi around, that'll be Metatl, no problem. But let's say they're not Motzi, then the Locha depends. If you have that min, you have an elephant, you have a raven, so for you and Mice, it's not Mukso. But everyone around you, the Mice does not have these elephants and ravens, the Mice will be case that, oh, here's Mukso. And the Mishmur says, what defines Motzi not Motzi? He says, if it's Roy Bnei Odma have it, Maisa the case is Motzi. Mashiach and the Shim only have it, not Nichol get a Motzi. Which Achorim seems to say, whatever's around that people do see, they're not surprised by it, be Nichol get a Motzi over here. What?
Our garbage is
I think a lot of things we have in our house are we have animals. Because we
have
our shells aren't, the bones are. I think we have dogs around, we have cats around. Our bones should not be a problem. Our shells, my eggshells, are a problem because animals don't need it. Now, this halacha that was saying, Gnab Matatlet means if it's Roy the Klovim, Dafka the Klovim Matsui. Mice did not Matsui one of the Heter. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, that Mice, if you have this case over here that's Roy Fachilis of a person, even that the loch is, even though the kin were not motzoi, mice when they came off on Shabbos, mice if they're not around to go eat them, mice will be a case over here that is mukso. Sif lam is the case of garnei tomorrow, you have these different pits over here. So different cases brought down by the Freinim. Either you have a case that the garnei tomorrow you give animals to go eat. Explains the Mishnah Berurah that even though it's not the derech, but it's chazi, it's in between. That means, what does that mean? Explains the halacha, it's only roi for them b'shas adchak. In that case, it's roi for them b'shas adchak. If it's a person is there to give them, the mice won't be mukso. But let's say the halacha is that you have garinim, the mice that are not the there to go with them, but mice is not, but it is right for them, in the normal case, it's right for them, even though it's not there to give to them, mice won't be mukso. I mean, you have to realize that the pits that are only Rebbe Shas at Chak depends upon the Derech. The pits are not, that way for everybody, for the Derech not to go give it, but Shmuel wants to be Noita and say the Mice is not Mukso. Yes. He does say on further, let's say if these pits of these apples appear, that's why the Chilis Odom, certainly in case over here, won't be Mukso. And one time if you have these pits that inside has food, certainly also won't be Mukso. And people who eat these pits that have food inside of it, which I'm not sure what the Metzias is. Since Machaba and this halacha we have Garinim, but Odom Chosom has a person has to be Machman and don't do Tiltul B'Shinoi. Now, what's the reason why a person has to go to Tiltul B'Shinoi? He says, B'Shimu Mogarbom, since over here there are some people who do not give it to animals, therefore looks like you're Metaltul Mukso, therefore for that reason you have to be Machmer. Otherwise, if people give it to animals all the time, and in a case that is chosy for animals, even the Odom Chosom did not have to be Machmer in that situation. Now, how do you go do it? It says Mishino, it says Mishabura. Understanding Shannon more, Mishino means spit out with your tongue. Siflam Aleph, in the case of raw piece of meat. So if it's salted, the mice is not muksa. If it's a raw piece of meat that's not salted, machlokes is Rav Huna and Rav Chizda, if it's muksa on Shabbos. The mice are repassing like Rav Huna, and the mice is not muksa. Why is it not muksa? Two main reasons. One, Mishabura, and one in the Taz. One in the Magavram from the Mechaber, one in the Taz. Mechaber comes and says the reason why raw meat is not muksa is chazil umso. A person can chew it and eat it. The Rebbe Mishabura explains that even though there's dam there, you just wash off the dam, the raw piece of meat that's not salted, and go eat it. Why is it? Because some people have a special talent, they appreciate it, they like it, and it's right to go chew and to go eat. They like eating raw meat. I see people having raw steaks all the time. Fine, they seem to appreciate it, not sure why. That's one get the chazil umso. Another shadow here comes on the town and says, no one eats such a thing. Who would eat such a thing? Reason why it's why it's possible to be eaten. It's possible to be eaten. That means we have two reasons why to make a why it's not mux. Either it's chazil umso, there are people who do eat it, or it's way to be eaten.
Is that arguing
just chazil umso, or are you saying it's only so? It's only so, not chazil umso. Taz says nothing to chazil umso. Building upon this, come on, Mishabura Magavram, and Bialokha discussing what type of meat are we discussing. Magavram says since that we chazil to umso, has to be dafka a soft piece of meat. Meaning from chicken or from geese, the mice's case over here is soft. Otherwise, if a hard piece of meat is not right to chew, mice will be also. According to Taz, it's right, not make any difference at all. That means the Taz will argue that even a hard piece of meat, the mice will be case that is not mukso. Come on, going to even argue among our bumps, even chazal umso, still chazal umso, even a raw piece of meat. That means they are coming along the Mishmur and says we have two reasons why a hard piece of meat to make. Number one, according to Taz, reason it is right, possible. And number two, even when the Magavram is Chazil Umso, the Maitre, the Lord of Tanya is Chazil Umso. Therefore, Makam and Chak, the Mishabura says to him, Michael. What? What?
In the Gra.
The whole boss of the Royal Echel Umso. Chazil Echel Umso. Don't know his word, right? Chazil. I people, you can't eat raw. Fine, I understand. It's true. But can you eat it? They tell me now people do eat it. They fans scores. They mamash have raw pieces of meat. Raw for sure. Chazi, they say people do. What? Bismanazer, that does one kind of, that's a Matthias. Yeah. I mean, against what says Shulchan Aruch, yes. If Matthias changed, Matthias changed. They point out really depends on what type. I mean, this fish that's salmon, yes. Mackerel and carp, no, because no one makes sushi out of those things.
Chicken wasn't even
poisoned. What?
Chicken wasn't
even poisoned. No, the is chicken.
Huh?
It's a bar, you know, and
so
a. No. Acquaintance, that's those days. Our days, those won't argue, right? We discussed that. Now, maybe those won't tell you, or for Shulchan, and Moshe came along and says that's in those days. Our days, who eats things raw?
But like Mr. Guru, who's not.
Not Mechalik, any family will come along. Yes. According to them, but the reason they Shas Chak, because maybe today is different. Yes. No, we have Shas Chak because the Maestro we hold maybe today is different. No one eats raw meat. More chicken, no one eats raw chicken. No.
Not because we're
No, not because of Mechalik.
How are you translating
Roy? Roy is not people do. It's possible. It's possible you meat, raw meat. It is possible. You're right, the Taz is right. Chazi, that's according to Behuda Shita. According to Shimon, it's not Chazi, it's Roy. Because you know, people do. There are people who the words of Mishabur are dicing the often, they appreciate, they enjoy it. They do it for kavono, not because they stop. Fine. Raw piece of fish, dakhai. Sorry, one more thing, tepuach. Something that's masriach, that smells, the locha is you ladder. So the cloven, mice is not mokso. Well, actually, even that happened on Shabbos, the locha pasukim shimin, that anything that comes that was chai or Shabbos came in the veil on Shabbos, mukhul adam is mukhul cloven, mice is not mokso. Not only that, if it's not roi le cloven, but it's roi to adam, but that someone did shchit for you on Shabbos, it's the same locha. So if a person to go eat, also would not be mukhsa on Shabbos. A raw piece of fish, so if it's salted, a locha vada is mutal matatal, not mukhsa. Says the Mishur, whether it's a case of herring or anything else like it. Why? Because we're going to be eating certainly al day tchak, even al day tchak. Not worse the case of chazal umso, side it has, side the mokavam, according to everyone, the mice will be mutter. Who didn't know, smoked pizza fish says the mishbu from the Tais for Shabbos. Mashenkin, if it's not salted, come along with the mishbu and discusses, might it's osl kol adeis. Question, why is osl kol adeis? According to Taz, if it's roi, why is it mokso? Taz, you know why? Because it's not roi for nobody, not for person, and not for klovim. But roi for klov echlam, it won't be mokso, but it's not roi. Ravum Lishitasi says it is roi, except mice, no one eats it. It's roi leklovim, except people don't eat it. You're not going to give it to the klovim, therefore it's not mukhsa. That means the argument C is raw fish roi for klovim or not? Taz Lishitasi says it's not roi for klovim. Ravum says even it is roi, but mice, people, mice don't eat it. Cat, not kamino. That was a kashu yesterday, we know the sugyo. Right, that's when it's a kashu cat. The nafkamino they point out is Shuman Sainin, the raw piece of Shuman over here. Comes with Mishabu and he says that. This question, he says, really, it depends upon the two shitas. If it's roi for klovim, mice in this case roi for klovim, then according to Taz, the mice should not be mukso. According to the Sayyid Chazal Umso, the mice is not Chazal Umso, not according to the Mogavam, not according to the Goyin. Therefore, should be mukso. Therefore, Mishmur says that we do not have a tzir of the mice to be machma like the Mogavam shita. That means he comes along and saying, buy a hard piece of meat, we have a tzir. First of all, the Taz is only Michael. Mash Enkin the Mogavam, so we have to wait for the second chazal umso. We can't mukmat at chak mekel. Mash enkin by fish, not right for anybody. In that case is mukso. In the case of shuman tzainin, even though that's coin of taz is royal for klovim, the mice is still going to be case that's mukso over here. Sugyo of kameo, not really a sugyo, but a lokid, a person that is no isna mukso, even though it cannot walk outside with it, mice is not mukso. Now instead of now we'll grab something to Shusurab and we'll have a case of a caramelist. So Mishmua is Machlokes, Magavam says to Mach in the case of a caramelist, Otto de Raiso. Mishmua ends off saying numerous places from the Maisa are Makel, but he does say with a Shulchan Asesitum is Maskana, really depends what type of Kameh you have. If it's a Kameh that a person is not a Munklo, you have to be Machmer. If he is, we cannot check it out, and he says the person can be Makel. Sivla Madal is a lot of Grav Shuri. You have something to Matunuf, whether it's Throw, Pokio, Ksoya, Kadaima. Whether from a person or from a case of a tamnagel, the lock is the mice and there are mukhsa and shabbos. What kiyetz b'em says mishmur like a rat you have inside your house. Nichli get a graf shuri. Sounds like a little bit from the mishnah brura. The graf shuri is something that has to be moist mamish. When it says kiyetz b'em, we have to come along and say a case of a rat. Unless you want to tell me rats you need most in those days. Ulay. Now you have a case over here where the person lives in the chotzer. The two cases of a chotzer. There's mokhim diyosay, not mokhim diyosay. If it's mokhim diyosay where it sits over there, the lock is allowed to take it out to be a dime even with anakli. Mishmur explains whether it's the place we sit in the house, whether the place is recent regal, whether it's the mother and people walk over there, a place where people are around constantly, as cover the bias, which employed in the mice, you can take it out. The Chiddush is even below Kli, Kamashmon, you not take a Kli and take it out, even be a dime in the mice, not take it out, like it says in the Forge in the Gemara. Masha Enkin is not Makam Diyosai, the Lokhid, you cannot take it out, you have no head to grab Shu'i, Rushim Kvodai. However, let's say your friend had a kid can go play with the tzaya. What's the halacha? Mor says, go take a kli and cover the tzaya. The kid should not go play with the tzaya. Speaks out the Mishnah Berurah. What's the halacha with not mukhim diyosai? He says, whether it's an other chotzer or the chotzer in the back of your house, a place that's not imin for a person to go be, or mukhma ashpa, not a place that a person goes lives, will not have the heter of graf shuri. Therefore, it's also take it out. Why? Because these things are mukhsa machmas guvai, has no use over here. It's mamish nothing. Now, if it's a case that's a graf shu'i mamish, it's a bucket itself, it's full, you want to go take it out and go use it again, Avada said the Mishnah Magavam, you'll have to take it out and bring it back, so you have to go use it to go to the bathroom with it. That Avada is a case that's mutter. Now, the Gesh Lufinenu in the Gemara comes along and says that a case of a soya of an animal, maisa of a person, is chosu l'klovim. But they were not mukhsa, dogs can't go eat it. The other question is, outside that, kids making a diaper, maybe they're not mukhsa. Maisa comes along the Mogavam and says, Mishatzer Chaki can be Megal. However, the fact that Mishnevu did not bring it down, the steamers of Mishnevu on the Maisa, is like he went to Mechaber to Aser it. Mechaber is very clear, it's not to Mechalis, whether it's a case of a Tanigal or a case for Adam. Chum Mishnevu did not hold to Mishnevu on this end of Mishatzer Chaki. Now, a person should go cover it. What's the chiddush of covering it? Kamashmul, like you said earlier, which is not passed like a bitzuk, and that the halacha is that a person can take a kli that's nittul, but starts slaydava nittul. Now, a sigil of a graph of ovit, the halacha is that a person could also to take it back, unless you put water inside of it. First, what is the graph of ovit? The case is made of either cheres or eitz, but tefes yishlodim. The halacha is that these things you cannot take back. Now, what is the metzias is a graph that either where you put the tzayin inside, or in the case of the ovit, the bucket where you put the meraglim inside. I mean, you have two different buckets over here, one for the tzayin, one for the meraglim. The halacha is that these things, the graph itself, the bucket itself, is muksa machmas gufay. I have my why, what's the reason it's muksa has used? Why can muksa machmas mias? I, muksa machmas mias, who do not pass like, says Mishmur again, this is a mias gomer, legami. No one's ever used this bucket. It could be a bottle cap cover. They were nichlal agedah or muksa machmas gufay. Nichlal agedah like an evan over here. Why? Therefore, only mishum kvoidai, you're allowed to turn it back when you have water inside of it.
Why itself
is used? A knife on a meal knife on the Shabbos. What's the halacha? What's the halacha? Muksa machmas gufay, same halacha. It has one specific use. When it's not being in its use, it has no heter. It has no use, Batsim. It's a rack for one specific thing. That Batsim is ulcer. He also, this thing, Batsim has no use. That's what it sounds like. Then the locha is you cannot put it back unless you have water inside. Again, Mokhavam speaks out why cannot cause you to cover a bottle cap over here. Come on, the Akhwanim, they really have different cases of when to bring it back, when you cannot bring it back. First of all, let's say you take it out, can you bring it back? Mokhavam Shitasa says, any mux is biyadai, the Maisa can bring back. The Shmuel brings it down, to bring down those of a upon the head of Oida B'yadoi, Kubila Shitasai. The second thing is, when you want to put water inside, says the Mishabura, has to be put water inside and it's ready for animals to drink. If it comes so moist that animals are not ready to go drink, you gain nothing out of it. The Holy says, come and bring back the bucket with water inside, come and mishdamish for the water, then with the top of the water. The water itself is moist, has no use to come out, the whole thing itself would be muksa. Sorry? No, you don't have to have anymore.
Why?
No. I don't think so, yeah. Now, for the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like the halacha that a person cannot take it out from this, cannot, when you want to take it out, bring it back with mayim only when you plan to go use it. The Shulchan Meister ends off saying the halacha is, let's say you can leave it outside, it won't get stolen, you should leave it outside, otherwise to bring it back. That means it comes out according to the Mishnah, there are three levels over here. And let's say you want to bring it out and bring it back because you want to go use it, practically use it, the halacha does not need any water. Don't need water. You want to bring it back and bring it out to bring it back. Stam, the look is that you have to put water inside to go take out the tzayin that you have. What? No, without putting it in, that's a shiloh. Let's say you empty it, you put it down, you want to put it back. Then he says you want to take out rapture E that you have inside the house. That he says you have to have water inside. A third option, he says, let's say Stam, you want to bring it back. The Maisi says the look is mokum atzayin, a person can be mekel.
Two,
to take out, I mean, not to make inside of it. You already have on the. It sounds like you already have say over there. You already have. You want to put a shovel inside and take it out. Then he said you have to have water inside.
Want to empty it?
You have in the house to empty it. That you're allowed to. That's a grav shuri. Right. The question is, when you want to bring it back, when do you have to have water inside? Okay. So let's say if you want to bring it back, you want to use it as a bathroom, go sit inside and make inside. You don't need water. You want to bring it back. You want to put something inside and take it out. So if you put soy inside, that somehow there's soy on the floor, someone uses it. That's what it sounds like. Then you have to put water inside. If you want to stop bringing it back, then it's come along and says, "Mokhmal soy shamer, if it can be protected, not to bring it back." If not shamer, then he says you can't bring it back with water. So according to Mogavram, if you can always bring it back, whether if you did not put it down. For the Hulkim, the holding your hand will not apply in this situation.
Just add water.
Mishwa is in Yina Machoikit and Biyadai. It doesn't pass in the way. Over here?
No,
what? Earlier, Biyadai was arguing about Mokhavam. So felt like he was machmer. Next year is Mishabur, how he passed him. Not sure. Now the loch is the person cannot make a graph like Atchila, clear Gemara over here. Now if he did make a graph like Atchila, the loch is still allowed to take it out beside the sugya of Kavod Abrius. To come along first, Mishabur, Bagavam, Taz, they speak out. This idea of not making Atchila does not mean you made it to take it out. The Gemara's case is you invite a guy to go have his wine inside his kais and have a shura kais. That means you're not making graph take it out. You end up causing graph like Atchila. Still, the loch is also in that situation. If so, why do you say this lashon over here in the chaber and the loch is that when you come to make a graph take it out, lemaisa is mutter? Says the mishnah when it comes to come into the chiddush of the sefer that even though you do a pedas, you made a graph just to go take it out, still won't make a knas against you. Lemaisa is allowed to go take it out. Now, Kamal Mishmuel says that even though Paskin ain't using graph like Chilo, we'll get to the next if Mok Mahesh can be Makel. If being down the grain, really need two svaras to be Makel. Number one, Mok Mahesh. Number two, when it's for the Evid, when it already is dripping inside, then you can go bring your bed over there. Now, Kamal Mishmuel speaks out a story that the idea of graph Shari cannot make the Chilo, that's when it's a bad graph. Well, the Paskin says, the Taz says, in the case where we can be stomach on the head of graph to go take it out. But let the case of Sava graph, is there still a chumah in the graph like Atchila? So the Mishmur the Meisim is no issue in this situation. The issue only went to Vada graph, not a Sova graph. Now, Mokum said again, the Gemara speaks out, Meisim with Abaya and I think Ravo. Meisim, Mokum said the person can be Mekel and make a and be Haitzi graph. Now, come on the Gemara discussing, let's say it's not Mokum Dirosa, you have no Heter. So, building from the Gemara, the Gemara says very clearly that make it into Mokum Dirosa. What to go do? Bring your bed there, lie down over there. Bring a table and eat here. And once you make it to Mokum Dirosa, the Mice says, then you can't take it out. Now, this case is Hefsid, does not mean there is a Hefsid right now. It might lead to a Hefsid, whether it's a Hefsid to the Mokum itself or the Kalim can get ruined. And Meshua says, if you can take out the Kalim, better take out the Kalim. Let's say, cannot take out the Kalim inside the Sugya of Haitsa, Echanami, making the Sugya of Mokum Dirosa, you have a Hefsid inside Hefsid. Sivla Meches, the Sugya of Yichud Kalim, of Yachud Ochf Shabbos, that we already did. So if you test the sugya of balachayim, Balak is a person that cannot metatel any balachayim, which Bez Hashem will get back to, I think next week, that's all, or 2 weeks from now, that's all pets are nechle geta balachayim, and therefore the muksa on Shabbos. Why is it? Muksa says the Mishabur, nechle geta of keitim avonim, muksa matma skufay. Now, in the case of the lita, a sugya of hesed, speaks out the achroinim, that still you have no hesed metatel to be daim, and Mishabur points out, the study saw in Simon Shilam Adalit, mitan hesed, there's no hesed metatel to muksa. There's no heter. You want to medadate, a push, a kick it, all other things, mitam muksa, even though there's no sugya of seidah. Maisa mitam muksa, there's no heter, mi mitam to be daim. So hefsid, no heter, mi mitam to muksa, be daim. Now, Kamal Mechabin says, even though that a person cannot be metatel balchai, but let's say you put a kli in front of the freichim, in front of these chicklets to go up and down, maisa it's mutter. What's the reason mentioned, I think, already twice already, that nichol get a bit of kli miyad, and miyad, the maisa is not osir. And therefore, it's mutter, you can throw them off miyad. And let's say these chicklets were upon it, the Bein HaShemoshes. Come along, the Gemara speaks of very clearly, Migis Ketzoy Bein HaShemoshes is Ketzoy L'Kuliyoymi. And therefore, the whole basket of mice, you cannot move on Shabbos at all. Now, to metatel this Balachayim, there are different cases what to go do. One, let's say you have these different Balachayim over here, that you want to be Medadim in the Chotzer, if it's Tzoyuch mice is mutter. Medadim means you take it by its neck, and you pull it, and therefore you make it go step by step, one after another. It walks by itself. That means you drag the animal, you pull, take it down, you pull it, its feet start walking one after another. Then the mice in the case it's mutter, on the condition you don't pick it up. A vada can do a tiltal mamish, but you can medadit it. Now this halacha being medadit, it says in Mishnah Berurah, halacha is whether they're big animals or small animals, the mice is mutter. Now it says only this is a tzarech, this mutter. Why is the mutter only mutter? What's the get of the tzarech? It says, Achonim tzar balachayim. Mokum tzar balachayim, mice is mutter. They point out what to your side. They say there's a tiltul muksa lemaisa is the question of etzah balachayim. They hear a tiltul b'miksas. A tiltul b'miksas the mice they speak out avadat osir. We see from a mace you cannot move the arm of a mace. A kam the whole time mace stays in its place. Tiltul b'miksas is osir. But by case it's tzar balachayim lemaisa is mutter. The reason why I take it by its neck and pull its neck, moving part of the animal, and then it causes the rest of the body to go move. In the case of tiltul b'miksas, mokum tzar balachayim lemaisa is mutter. Now this Indian is being metatel in the chotzer. What about the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? It's come along, the Achorim say the Vada is also, because what happened, you might come along to pick it up, And therefore, even though you say you might have had the chayna yisus atzmai, it's only by case of a person and not by an animal. Now, what about in the case of a karmelis, machlokes, the kol ma'is kamel to be machmer, lavush, the beis yosef is mitzad the local. The ma'is the mishmua says, can we start the ram shito, we make on big animals, on a golem, to make in the case of a karmelis. That means even though mishmua before and said to him, machmer beinik donim beinik donim, but over here it's mitzad the machlokes in karmelis. And the case of to be machmer gedolim, he says that a person can be mekel. But that's all balachim except for chickens. Come along the locha by case of chickens, you cannot take it by its neck and pull it. You know why? You take it by the neck, they jump. And you end up being metatum muksa v'yadayim. Therefore, it's a mitzvah total. So what do? You doich him, you push it. You push it, and it ends up going by itself for etzem. Then the mice is mutter. So again, the reason why you cannot be metatum it, grab it by its neck, mitzvah the sugar of hakvah, of total. A second reason. It's jumping, but then it stays a little bit in the hand, a little bit. They don't exactly go straight down. Because you're holding it a little bit. The Rambam is the second reason why there's a bayah. We saw the sugi, you're going to end up ripping out its feathers. And you have a sugi up inside the toilish over here. The mice, the kasha, they do point out, it's a kavin, the mice should be mutter, kasha, according to the Rambam. Now, this halacha that a person can push, that we said, the gate of medadin, if it had only a tzabal chay, but not mitzvah the sugi of hefzid. Mashaykin doichin, the sugi of pushing, come on with the mishabu, and the place can say, you also have a head to do mitzvah hefzid. I mean, any animal, l'chuyah, all balchai, certainly, but even in the case of tanagrelim, you're allowed to push them, mitzvah the sugar, whether it's hefted to you or to other people, the mice will be mutter. But stop to push animals, mice you cannot do it for no reason. Now, to medadate a child, to go to that child, take it by its neck, nicely, softly, and make it go foot by foot, mice, by a case of a child, in a shusramel, it's mutter. However, a person cannot drag it. If you're dragging it, as if the child itself, you're moving it. And we can't drag it by its foot, but you can make it go one foot in front of the other foot, and all these one foot upon the ground. Now, the reason why the mice is mutter, the Gemara speaks out, we pass in, Lochas Chaynoi says Atzmoi, therefore it's only in case of Drapanon, therefore it's only in case of we're not worried, you can end up carrying it. However, let's say the kid is tied up, or he's sick, the loch is, we do not pass in Chaynoi says Atzmoi, and therefore you not have the heter to mendade the child. Same thing about taking out a mace, also it's also there's no head to chaynois as atzmai except machlokes malchosh and shivul gufay according to Shimon the mice in a case that's potter avil also. Now the locker the person should not drag the child says Rashi the reason why is that so why can't end up carrying the child? It sounds like that if the Isim is carrying the child then even the case of a karmelis will be also. But actually those who want to disagree and say the karmelis the mice says mutter, however to put the child on his shoulders the color days is also. Now the Moin Am seems to make a mistake over there, Avad Usla Koladeus, and what should you show him out to Mizim and go tell them, otherwise if they will listen, tell them they cannot carry a child, there is no heter to carry a child. What? No, we didn't get that yet. No, even the cat walk, yes. The call them, what should you show him, yes. Now, just stop, come on the Bialok and says an interesting cloud in the Ran. It says, Rashi says the reason why a person should not drag it is because he might carry it. The Ran says the same words because he might carry it. It says the Bialok, when the Ran quotes the words of Rashi, Maisa not Mukhi holds the Rashi. Numerous times he starts with a sugar, quoting words of Rashi, word for word, and later on he clearly does not hold the Rashi. So he says the Bialok, a cloud in the Ran on the Rift, he says the words of Rashi does not mean he holds like the words of Rashi. And over here, come on, Mishuan says, Echnami August and Rashi. Cloud and the sheets of Ran. No, Mishwa says you cannot. No, he said you can't. No, you cannot drag in the carmelis. No, he says Yish Makilim. He said to be a lochla. He wants to. Rav argues. He wants to be machmer. He's mitzad to be machmer. Now this is the geyet kid who can walk. A kid who cannot walk, a 2-month-old child, according to Roy Pleskin carrying the shishir rabbi will not have the head of chaynoi says atzmai. Therefore, the lochla about a person should be machmer. Now, there's a shallow, is Nichol get a chaynoisa atzmai not? Maestro come along with Mishavu and says, Aide goy, since our Rishus Rabbim is Allah Dab Kishus Rabbim, could be a case of a Karmelis, even Mokhm Mishavu Shavuos, Mokhm Hefzin, Mokhm Tzarek Latinik, Maestro says Mishavu, you can't get a goy to go carry the child in this situation. Now, come along, we have a child over here that either has a clothing upon him or he has a tick around his neck. Come along, folks can say it really depends what he's wearing. If it's a tick around his neck, we take out the child only even if they're abundant, but it takes even if they're iso. Masha Engin negates his clothing, the clothing is bottled to him, and therefore taking out the child, Maisa Chaynus Atzmai, not even the iso, even if they're abundant, but the clothing also only even if they're abundant. Sivman Bey, the two yisoides over here. Number one, the loch of the person can touch muksa, except we mentioned numerous times, it really makes achrenim what the gedder is. Is he can touch muksa only in the tzarek dover heter, even in the tzarek dover iser? That's how the Taz of Avraham went. Or the way the Mishmur says, no, you could always touch muksa, unless the chashash should come to menandi, come to move it. A second thing we've seen in Sivman Bey is, Kamal Mechabin says, the loch is tilted makes us, you cannot be metatal. Why? My mok is the case of a mate moving its arm, except we said already, like in Tzabal HaChayim. Sivman Gimel Sugya of blowing something, blowing muksa on Shabbos, Lemaisa is mutter, it's not to get a kla'ak yad, so we'll get back to Siv Gimel, we'll get back to on Wednesday, what the gedu is Nichol Tiltum Metzad, or Tiltum Gufoy. And that Kavina will be, Zark Dover Ha Isra Mi Osir O Mutter. Sivman Dal is a Sugya of a Kli that's very weak, you want to know, can break off pieces, and to go use the broken off piece on Shabbos, come on the Achoyna, very clearly the Mishmur says, the Lokas to break it off to go use your kids. Why is it Mitzak and Kli? Nivu says to Mishmur, an example, he says, let's say you have little bleaters sticking out of the Kli, you want to break it off, and Mitzak in the Kli, says, you're even Isser. What's that community they discuss when you have these, let's say, metal bottle caps, and the Mayim Chaim, the old ones, they break off, they're split open, can you break them off or not? So coming from this halacha, they want to tie in maybe it's nichol lechum over here, a break of these bleaches over here to make it a better cap over here. Might have a bayah mitzvah sugya masak and kli. If you want machlokes is achoinim, because maybe it's not really thick and it's still the cap is usable without it. Machlokes is achoinim, how to apply this mishnah brua? The gear can you break off the bleaches? I think the Orf Shabbos want to be machmer and the Orf Kap want to be mekel, building upon this sugya over here. So we get to now, we'll go further. Simon should test the sugya of bosses. First, the halacha over here of a child holding muksa in his hand, the luck is by case of an evan, maestro, you cannot pick up the child. Aleph. Unless he has a case of gerguim, the maestro will be mutter, meaning a case they might get sick from because of it. And number three, even if he has gerguim, the maestro will be osir if it's a case of a dinner. That means an osir, unless you have gerguim, and then even that, if he has a dinner, will be a case of osir. Why? Your father might come along and pick up the evan and drop down his hand and go give it to the child. So first halacha, the case we're discussing over here of picking up a child with a rock inside his hand, Avad is discussing a case of a chaser. A case of a shesuram, you can even pick up the child. Even though we have a head of a chayin, the mice still can't pick up the child. The mice is still even necessary to over here. But the Evan also is the nichna geder of the tassel of the Evan. This is the right inside the Evan Shaboy. Now the reason why it would be mach when he has no gagurim, mice, what's the reason to be mach for? Picking up the child, not picking up the rock. The reason is because mice, when you pick up the child, it's as if you're picking up the rock over here. We're misyakas the rock back to the parents over here, which is a chiddush, the Chanan point out. Maisa, that's our local. When he has gagum and maisa warri mekel, says the Mishnah Berurah, Magavam coming from Rashi, Sekundus Chayli, he's not Koch Nefesh, but Sekundus Chayli, the maisa, you let me pick up the child with the rock inside. In fact, Taishas just threw the rock out of his hand. So Taishas, you know why? Because the kid will scream and yell. Exactly. They want something, they'll scream and yell, even though it makes no sense. Now come along with Mishmur and says, let's say the rock falls out of the kid's hand, what to go do? Can you pick up the rock and go give it to the child? Says the Mishmur, no. Take the child, lower him down, let him pick up the rock, and then you pick up the child. That means even though we're saying a chiddush, that when you're holding a child in your hand with the rock in your hand, if the father's holding the rock, he's not bet holding the rock. It's through a child. Then when the rock falls down, do not pick it up, because that's mamish tilt to be dying mamish. Get the child to go pick up the rock, and then pick up the child again. Now, when you have gagum, when you have a dinner inside his hand, still we have to be machmer. Why? The reason is that we're worried about the father will come and pick up the dinner that falls out of the child's hand and do a maestro be diamond, maestro be author, unless mokum ukoch nevish mamish. Now, building upon these cases of holding a child, come on, Lushanim argue, let's say you want to hold the child in your hand and he's walking, and you're not picking up the child, you're holding the child hand to hand. Is that ulcer or mutter? So, machlok is Rashi versus Ramban. Those who want taina, that's always ulcer. Rashi to whether he has gagum or not, by the case he did this ulcer. After the sheni, the Rabban wants to be mekel. So the reason why to be machmer over here, why to be machmer like Rashi, is because the maestro will drop it, and you're worried about the dinner over here. You come pick up the dinner and go give it to the child. Halach la maestro Mishmur did not pass like either one, he went in between. He says, Mokhmat tzarech, we semech upon the case of gagum, the person can be mekel. That means you're holding a child walking with you. What's the halach in that case? According to Rashi, it's always usher, whether you have gagum or not. According to Ban, it's always mutter, whether you have gagum or not. According to Mishabur, he can only be mekel when he has gagum. He went in between, b'choshish for the shitas, and gagum, he can be mekel. Sibetas, sugyo of Yave kakolo, a basket with an evan inside of it. So coming from the mission, that's kufim aleph. If the evan comes part of the basket, like the wool of the basket, echanami is part of the kli, therefore won't be a case that's mukso. If it's tied on well, it won't be mukso. A similar case, come along the machabes kosi, you have this delas, this gourd, this pumpkin, you dug it out, you make a case of a basket. Now the gourd naturally floats inside your well, and you want to stay in, lower down, so you put a rack inside of it. So lochid, if it's tied well or attached well, then the rack has a gedder of the same kli, and therefore won't be mukso. If not, otherwise be a case that's mukso. That's a bosses l'isru l'heter. Now there are really two types of bosses when the person lands in the palace. There are bosses l'isru l'heter and the case of shokach. By both of them, we're going to have three isaydis over here. By the case with bosses l'isru l'heter, speaks on the mechaber number one, gon metaltlet. First, you have a chiyuv to be menar. You have to menar. First, it cannot be menar. Why metal the sugya of hesed? The payers all say retuvim. That person can be metaltlet. And number, it also says, also you have a hetzer tzarif mekoymai. That means he says three yisoides chiv ner, unless the hefset or tzarif mekoymai. The same halacha will come out in the gate of sugya, that's a bosses, by gate of shokach. Mechav will say that sivdal and sivhei, but says the same three yisoides. This is one the case of isla hetzer, one the case of shokach. Now go through each din. First halacha that a mokum hefset, the person has the right to metaltlet. What's the svar behind it? Explains the mishavur, because the hetzer is more choshim than the iser. Therefore, it's kiman deles dami, really the words of the Taz and Simon Shinyal for the case of a maid, kiman deles dami, and since it's only a basis to heter, therefore the chavis that you're picking up only has a getter of being a basis to a picking up something that's het over here, and then once you pick it up, he says, Mishmur can put it wherever you want. Again, over here he says you can put it wherever you want. Now the lock, he says, you don't take out the paste that are good inside. He said, however, let's say there's small boxes inside, you can take them all out. The Gemara is very clear, he says, take out the boxes over here. So again, number one, you have a heter of hefsid. They still didn't even tell the sugar of bittul of the isit to the heter. And once you pick it up, put it wherever you want. The second halacha, you have a chiyav near. Speaks on the mishmuah and the ma'aser. Why? It's a chavis. That's a bustle isit the heter. The heter is more chashuv. So you know why? Because you have any eitzit. Don't go matzakin. Go matzakin in this case over here. Go menar first. However, the halacha is when you menar and things fall all over the ground, he says, get involved in the sugya of ma'amr, open the chol, make sure you have no bayam, it's the sugya of gathering all the parents together, it's the sugya of open the chol. Third study is, again, to be mekel, either with an hefzitz, with the sugya of tzarf mekoymoy, he says, also, let's say I need a makom over here and I cannot pour out the parents, and the rak over here, I have a head tzarf mekoymoy. He says, and therefore, I'll pick it up, do tiltum and sad, and once the other, again, he says, mishmur, put it wherever you want. Again, he went to Halacha, put it wherever you want. I mean, twice he says, put it wherever you want. When's the case of Bosn is later? Now, Sheinkin will get to Halacha and Sevdal, the Mishmur says, can you put it wherever you want? But again, the Shokach says, I'm Kiregen, Kiregen, and of Tzorachian. And of Tzorachian. Fine, Sevdal, the Suga of Shokach over here. We have this case that either you left the top of the barrel, either a rack, or money top of a case of a pillow. What's the Halacha? Number one, he said, the first Halacha, Chiyav Nir. And number two is, but Mok Mehefti, you have no Chiyav Nir. Again, number three is Sefei. When Tzarek Mekomer, you also have no Chiyav Nir. Now, first, Mishmur explains, once you get a Shokach, not a case of Menich. Once a Menich Bedas, even if it falls off, then it's still a Maisim Mimokso. Megidas Ketsoy, Kolosh, Megidas Ketsoy, and Ashmoshes, is Ketsoy, Lekuli Yoymai. Now, the Halacha is, the person is supposed to be Menarit. Now, the question is, can a person be menar? Again, the cross supposed to be menar. Do you ever have to be menar or tilt the mitzvah negated? We're saying hefsed. Hefsed to what? We're saying it's a hefsed if you knock out the rack or pull other chavises and break another chavis. Or pull the rack will fall out and the pears will fall upon the ground, the pears will get ruined. Let's say you want to do near or tilt the mitzvah mitzvah, you want to save the rack, you want to save the money on top. Is that nichl also the sugya hefsed? The ladu near or tilt the mitzvah? Come to Mishmur and says, in this case, you have no heter. When I say hefsid, you have a heter to do near a tiltum atzad, when is I'm being doing a tiltum atzad, I want mekoymoy, or the heter can get ruined, then I have a heter, says the Mishnah Berurah. But if I'm doing it, what mitzad on hefsid of the muksa, they have no heter near a tiltum atzad. But the Mishnah Berurah does speak out, but let's say I'm picking the chavis to start mekoymoy, and if I do near, I'll end up ruining the money itself, then I have no chiv to go to near, I can do tiltum atzad. That means he has a heter. Mitzad hefsid, even in the money, when you're not moving it mitzad the money, you're moving mitzad tzarek mekoymoy.
You said that
Magavram is not close, that tzarekin is, no, Magavram is close. Magavram is close. He's not close, Makor, where he got it from. He's not masculine, he's Makor.
Avad is also.
Yeah, Avad is also. He doesn't like his Makor, but he passed like Magavram. Now, he does bring down a shayati, and if really mishmuring down the case, if a person wants to learn on the table when he has money upon the table, says the Maril, my see allowed learning, because now Psik Reish should go move the table. Let's say the Psik Reish should go move the table, and the Yem Chiyav go Menar first. Says the Mishmur, if you want to go Menar first, it causes you to lose the money, you have no Chiyav to go Menar. Tell them to tell them, case, that's Mutal here. The Mishmur does point down the shayati, and we see here clearly another Marmokim, that Psik Reish by Isdir Abonim. Back to Makavam, Simon Shigidal, Sivkon, hey, the mice is also. He came along with Prima Gotten, the Maril, and wanted to ask the Psik Ratio on the case of moving money, which is the case of a job on over here. Now, the reason why a person does not want to move the Chavis over here, should not break the, with the rack on top of it, and shake it off, because he might break the Chavis around it. Therefore, Makavam has the person is mutter. Therefore, he'll have to pick up the Chavis, and that's called Tiltum and Tat. That means near me, you should shake it off. Or pick it up and shake it off, it's also nichol negeder of near. Pick it up and move on place to place, that's nichol negeder of tiltum and tzad. And again, the bialocha brings out from Kiveger, wants to be yodah, can you put it wherever you want? You have to manam miyad. He says, I'm Kiveger, that's mitzayim mitzorachin. Come on, the Mechaber brings down a question, what happens if you put on Beknisa Shabbos? What's the loch in that case? So first, you put on Beknisa Shabbos, what does that mean? Mishmu over here says, the whole entire Shabbos is nichol negeder of Bein HaShmoshes. Again, we did not get the sugi yet, we'll see, it's Machlokes Achrayim. When say Ben HaShmoshes, it means any second of Ben HaShmoshes or the whole entire Ben HaShmoshes? The Shmuel says over here clearly, the get is the whole entire Ben HaShmoshes. What's the loch in that case? The loch is you cannot be Menar Tiltul. What's the bosses? Now, this Chavis that has the rack inside, the loch points out, the Chavis has wine also. Rashi and Sugi says there's wine inside. So it should be a bosses, Isser Ulehetter. Why is it Nichol in the case of Shokach? There's a Chiddush over here. Since the Piyah Chavis, is only to bustle to Isser and not to Isser Heter. There was Nichol Negeder of a bustle only to Isser and not to Heter.
And that was
not everyone is masking. You have to know what the Teretz exactly means. There are two Tirosim over here. That's how Bialoch answers. Now, the Locha, you put something on Beknisa Shabbos and you plan to remove it on Shabbos. Come on, Mechaber brings out 2 days over here. There's a Stam Yesh Omer. Stam Lemaisi wants to be Machmer like Sidus Rashi. Yish Ami wants to make a list, save a truma the Tam, that you plan to move it on Shabbos, will not have the getter of buses. The Taz does say Tzarchin, what is the chil between the case of the minikri makel when you have a mappa on top of the table? People seem to move the mappa on Shabbos, Mashenkin and Ner. People seem to be machma not to move the Ner, even though the candle went out. In the end of Tzarchin, what the chilik is between the minik, which Abed Hashem will get back to, I think, also in 2 weeks, Simon Reish Ayin Zayin, how to answer this question. Halacha lemaisa, what you going to do when you plan to move it on Shabbos? Mishmur passes like the Mokavam in the back, Mokam Pseido, Yesh Lachal. Any Mokam Matsarich, Maisa person can be Mekel. What do you Mekel? How far do you Mekel? Come on, the Bialocha, they come from Kivega, upon Toysis, only Chetzi Bosses. Meaning only near his Mutter, so the Maisa Tiltum Matsad is the case that's also over here. In the sheet of the Sefer Akshumo, what the get over here is, you plan to remove it on Shabbos as a heter of afterwards not be a case of a Bosses. But let's say you have Stamdas. Stamdas of Adi Yasui Machmer. He said, unless you have Das, the plan to remove it, or it's aiming to remove, you can't be Mekel. Otherwise, Stamdas, you have to be Machmer. And since it says you plan to remove it that night, the next morning, he says, Lav Das from Shabbos. Along you plan to remove it 1 second before the end of Shabbos, also Nichol Negeder is only a Bosses for the beginning of Shabbos and not the end of Shabbos. But let's say you plan to remove it, Bein HaShmoshes, the second Bein HaShmoshes, the end of Shabbos, the Maisa first has to be Machmer, it's Svek to the Yoimai, a Sovet Lilo. Bustle the derech by koi. That means you're not really care what's on top of one or the other, just you have a drawer, you have to put things one thing on top of the other, what's the loch in that case? So the Taz is on the human possession, the life is to be mapper, that's the case in the mapo. Mash Enkin, the Mogabam wants to be makel, the Shayatzi brings down the base mayor, whereas the others want to be makel. The Shuwa Paska, loch the mice, the Mokma Tzorich, you can be makel in the case of bustle the koi. Now, the Shuwa points out that in the drawer you have one thing on top of another, I don't care if this on top of that, that's koi. But the drawer itself, I want both to be inside. If the Jew itself a bad nifl get a bus was over Isra Ulaheter, and had never had the call, whatever's more choshim will win out, and if it's Isra more choshim will be a bus to Isra, Heter more choshim will be a bus to the case of Heter. Building upon Dech HaKoy, Kalon HaKoy, Nim and Skos, the Map El Yaino, which really was, they had a tablecloth, a bomb tablecloth, then they had a top tablecloth, meaning they had it was first underneath the Neris, top bottom, and then it went and covered all the food. When they do on Shabbat, they remove what's covering the food. At night, when the girl moves the nearest, they'll take it off from the rest of it. The question is, what is the Mapel Yoino? To come on the Taz, it says, Nichol Negeder of Miniach. And then again, Saval, what's the Hesed to make it take it off on Shabbos? Maisa sounds like you pass like the Sefer Truma. And then you have a serious Balocha, or we know you're going to save a Truma or not. Maisa, what the Taz of Kash is, the Shayatina has 2 ways to stand the Kasha. either kasha like the prima godim, they're worrying about dachwitz underneath the menaya, the rest of the tablecloth, I don't mind taking it off. Or the kasha like the prima shasrat says, no, how in the world do you even take off the whole entire tablecloth? Two ways to understand it. The Maisa, even though the Mishmua says by derech akroi, he said the person should only make a mokma tzarech, but mapel yoino, he says a vadi can be make a vadi in lahachmer. Why? Number one, it's derech akroi himself. And number two, he's coming from Rashi Shita, that who's coming to Mishamashu in this situation? You want to tell him, forget, over here the tablecloth is coming to the neiris is not coming to, the tablecloth is not coming to Mishamashu, the neiris is on top of it. Forget, it's coming to be what's underneath it, and the neiris is coming to Mishamash, the table, therefore it's a nechel negeda of who's Mishamashu, it's not a bust of the key, it's nothing at all. A case when a person puts a bust there on their Shamash, with Stam Das, what's the law in that case? Machlokes Shmuel Tzedeshin versus Beis Yosef. Ma'aseh b'Shmuel and the Shaitin sounds like he wants to be machmer. Say nichol negeda bosses. The person puts his tummy side down. This next year.
Five minutes.
Ma'aseh case of Kinnush Otanigol. Again, we did not give the sugi yet. The ma'aseh is a shalom among the Achronim. The halacha is that a Kinnush Otanigol is a nest made for an egg. That means even though we're saying it's something that we do not plan to put there, nickel and get of shokak, it's only to have something there to get a maniach. Eggs are only to be in the nest, so to get a maniach. That means you have a drawer that's only to have muksa stuff inside of it, you have a muksa drawer, the derech that muksa inside of it, nickel and get a maniach. There's no halacha of shokak. Things that derech that have there, again, we had no idea, no das, no planning, and someone put muksa inside, but derech to be there, it might be nickel and get of maniach. The most says the halacha is that when you take it off, ma'aseh is still it's muksa. Why? That means each one onto the each shita, whether it's the first shita, a second shita. Now the halacha is he says by all muksa, Mishmur speaks out whether it's gregus tzmuchim muksa machmas guber will have the same halacha. The most says a person cannot make it bosses on his the chavis of his chaver because in other oisa davar she'ina shaloi. Now come along the Mishmur says that even if it's lete'el the chaver the ma'aseh. Even if it's the chavit of the chavit, the maestri cannot go do it. However, he said if it's the elis the chavit, the chavit will gain out of it. The maestri won't tell in this case about the machmer. Because the maestri is machmer to go do it in this situation. Again, Mishmur makes down for their chayim and the sivis. If you plant, you move it on Shabbos, the maestri can mistake and can be makel with the tziv of the rain of Shabbos sheet over here. Last lof at Sefei is really again the ashlom of Sevdalit that we have again the chiv there. Unless the case of Hefsid, Sefei is the case of Sarachim Kaimai. Basically the same cloud we had in Sif Gimel, Tzav Mekam and the Maisei Ketz of Mutter. Now if you Menech Bedas will not have the Hefter, you Menech B'Shachach, then the Maisei has the Hefter of Tzav Mekam. With the Tzav Mekam, you can get a place over here, Ukin Naima. I talk about Hashem tomorrow, the test over here, Boreid Am HaShemela.